This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, you can bring in whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Richie Rich.
We, in the last hour, I think for most of the hour, were talking about moral grandstanding. And I didn't ask you during the break, Richie, did we finish the story, or was there more that you thought was worth sharing?
There's a few more paragraphs with some of the findings, if you want to get into it. Otherwise, we hit the high notes.
I feel like we've covered it.
That story.
Yeah, I feel like we've covered it. I was asking you if you felt like there was something that was more, you know, in there that you felt you wanted to get out. So let's change gears and go international to Venezuela, where we've covered over the years, especially the last several years, the kind of the fall into the pit of socialism, or rather, you know, they've been socialist for a while, but then they started running out of money because they ran all the producers out.
Well, socialism worked well for them when the price of oil was way high and the government was able to redistribute that. So they created the illusion that it was working well for them because they could hand out money and they were
always producing. And the money was coming from the outside. Right?
Yeah, well, the money was coming in exchange for the oil. Well, the problem is, then they stopped being able to produce as much oil because they did everything incompetently. Things broke, things didn't get replaced, and
it's a government
the price
company.
Of oil fell. And that's the thing. They didn't all of a sudden, it's like saying, yeah, I can make my socialist commune work because I've got a gold mine in the basement. But, you know, that doesn't mean that socialism works. It means that you're subsidizing a bunch of people because you've got a gold mine in your basement.
Yep.
It's nice to have natural resources to trade.
It's a good analogy. And, you know, it's not to say that it's all about the oil. That was a factor. There's no doubt about it. Remember, at the same time that they were doing this, living on the sort of largesse of the oil trade, at the same time they were also nationalizing countless industries inside Venezuela and basically just destroying their economy from the inside out.
And in a lot of cases, they didn't even nationalize them. They were because they had hyperinflation going on because they were printing money like it was going out of style, out of style. Okay, so then they want to implement price controls. Well, as soon as you start implementing price controls, you know, people say, oh, okay, well, this is the minimum profitable price at which I can produce this thing, and the maximum price I can sell it for is less than that. So guess what? That's coming off the market.
Yep.
Okay? And they have these absurd, moralistic, nonsense rules that they impose on you, like, well, you can't use sugar for this, you know, you can't make sweet things. It's like, well, we don't have enough flour, but we've got a bunch of sugar, so why don't we take what we can make and produce something so these people have something to eat? And it's like, and the other, that's not what they're supposed to be eating. Well, they got to eat something. And
zoo animals.
You can't get what they're supposed to be eating. So whatever it is you got, cook it up and sell it. Somebody will eat it.
Yeah, it's true. Especially now where they don't have as much access to some of the most basic food items as previous.
Yeah, well, it depends on how you define it. It's in Caracas, a basic food item may include zoo animals.
That's right.
You said that they're printing money like it was us. I thought at one point in time that they couldn't afford the printers anymore.
That's correct. At one point, it was probably 3 years ago, they had a debt that they owed their money printer because they didn't do it themselves. They had a private company called, I think it was called LaRue or De LaRue, based in Europe. And LaRue didn't want their money anymore. They're not going to accept Bolivar, the very thing they're printing.
Because so they had first-hand experience of how much of that stuff was getting printed.
Right. And they were only
it's like if you have to, crypto that has to pay pay its miners in something else because they're not interested in having it.
So that happened. I mean, there's so many different examples of the absolute disaster of socialism in Venezuela. Sadly, the very same jerks that have been running the country for the last, you know, decade and a half are still in control. They have yet to be physically ousted by the angry people of Venezuela, who many of them are very angry and somewhat weak from hunger. But the latest news
here, and also weak because the clever thing that Chavez did was he outlawed firearm ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then, when things started getting nasty, he handed out all the guns he had confiscated, but only to his supporters.
Correct.
So, you know, wow.
And that's still true today. Chavez obviously passed away several years back, but they talk about
Maduro is the
motorcycle.
New guy.
Correct. Maduro was his right-hand man, now in charge of now the president of the country. He has these groups, and they call them, I think, colectivos. They're essentially motorcycle gangs that are not state agents officially, but they have been armed by the state, and the state, you know, looks the other way when they use violence in support of the state. So they're essentially effectively the hand of Maduro that's not the official hand of Maduro.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you think about it, the government has way more in common with the mafia than they have in common with me.
Absolutely.
So it makes sense that they would gravitate toward using them. And the U.S. government has cooperated with the mafia in a number of things, even if you don't consider the Kennedy assassination.
Venezuela's economy is increasingly dollarized, with more than half of retail transactions now being carried out in U.S. currency, according to a study. This is Bloomberg reporting that an estimated 54% of all sales in Venezuela last month were in dollars, according to a survey by Ecoanalytica, a Caracas-based research firm. In Maracaibo, the country's second-largest city, about 86% of transactions took place in dollars, according to the study. That city has been one of the worst hit by blackouts, just like California, which has rendered credit card readers useless for days on end.
I wonder how that started, because you would think if it were if they value
dollarization.
The dollarization. I would think it would come from the merchant saying, like, no, we're not going to take bolivars anymore. Mm-hmm. You have U.S. dollars, as opposed to, you know, normal people going like, hey, do you want this dollar for all that stuff because it's easier?
Well, I mean, that's not how poor folks in business do it. And I can say that having been poor folks in business, you don't say, I won't take it. You say, I'll give you a discount if you give me the other thing.
There you
go. The thing that I really want. And, you know.
And the prices go down in dollars.
Yeah. And when it comes down to it, that's how to get people to spend in Bitcoin, because you come down to that. Start offering a Bitcoin discount. And, you know, if people get in the habit of buying it at the vending machine at one side of your store and spending it at a discount on the other side of the store, they'll just naturally trade it with each other.
And we actually have that here in Keene, New Hampshire, at the Route 101 Local Goods. It is run by one of our co-hosts, Chris Reitman. He offers a 5% discount to anybody who pays with cryptocurrency.
Nice.
Now, I don't think that's been enough to really persuade people, so I think it probably has to be a larger number, like 10% or something like that. But it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing to compare it to is the Bitcoin ATM fees.
Right. Which
so
are about 8%.
If your discount is less than the cost of buying in, it's a loss.
Right.
But because, you know, you spend your Bitcoin, then you have to buy it again at a higher price.
That's right.
But, you know, if it's greater than, then it's a win.
So, you know, one of our questions I think we've asked over the years, and it's not clear out of this story, which is relatively brief from Bloomberg, is, and presuming it's not, but the question is it illegal to actually use dollars in Venezuela? And if there's 50% of businesses that are accepting it, or 50% of sales are in it, then clearly if it's illegal, it's not being enforced at this point.
Well, the thing is, the situation used to be that it was legal to trade in dollars at a fixed exchange rate, which was fixed by
the government,
and it was far below the market rate.
Correct.
And so there were businesses being shut down for that because they would offer a discount if you bought with dollars, and that wasn't allowed. And because, you know, nobody, So that was why they were talking about currency manipulators and speculators. Those were those guys, the people who were holding dollars. They must have become more lax on enforcement.
There's more coming up here. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Back in like January, February, I'd like get home, make myself something to eat, blah, blah, blah. My girlfriend works nights. By like 8:30, 8 o'clock, I'd be in bed. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if this is what the rest of life is like, I'm doomed. Today is day 14 of me taking balance of nature. My energy level's through the roof. It took me like 5 years of hearing it on talk radio to actually try it. The difference is night and day.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about Venezuela and how dollarized the country is, with recent studies showing over 50%. Now, it's estimated, but 54% of all sales in Venezuela last month were done in dollars. And, you know, we're no fan of fiat currencies here on Free Talk Live, but there's no doubt the dollar is a more stable fiat currency than the Venezuelan Bolivar.
It's a slower sinking ship.
Correct.
What happens if it gets to 100%? Like, does the Bolivar just cease to exist and now they just trade in dollars?
Well, the bolivars aren't going to cease to exist. They could still, you know, make purses out of them.
They could cease to exist. Okay. There have been countries in South America. At least one country in South America does not print a currency, and instead they just trade in dollars.
In dollars. Wow.
And they don't have any ability to
Costa
print
Rica,
dollars.
Central America.
They buy them on the market. And the thing is, because they can't get dollars for free, Their inflation rate is actually less than ours.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't have a government that's, you know, printing them out and handing them out to their friends.
I don't know which one that is in South America, but I'm pretty sure that's true of Costa Rica in Central America.
No, but you said they buy the dollars on the market. What do they trade for the dollars? Or is it just
whatever they produce? They export their agricultural stuff.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that, though. So if you actually have been to these places and you want to comment, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Because now I'm thinking back, and I was going through some old coins that I had, and I found some Costa Rican coins. So maybe they had them at some point.
Could be. I don't know.
Rid of them. But
I think that's the case. I don't think it's always been that way. Okay. I think their currency collapsed, and they just said, nah.
Screw it.
That
was the right choice to make. It was the right choice
to
make.
Well, yeah, it's actually, if I was going to be a psychopathic president, my prescription for the U.S. debt would be very simple. We're going to print the money. We're going to send it to our creditors. We're going to pay it off in dollars. But first, we're going to take all of the exchange controls, all of the capital gains taxes off gold and Bitcoin.
Mm.
Okay? And then, guess what? I'm going to implement a minimum guaranteed income of $1 million a year to every single American. And I'm not going to raise taxes. As a matter of fact, I'm going to end taxation. I'm just going to print the money.
Mm. And give people the freedom to leave it.
Well, what it would do is the cost of the value of the dollar would drop to zero, effectively. Okay? And so that would cause the national debt also to drop to zero because it's denominated in dollars. So you destroy the currency and you eradicate the national debt for literally however many pieces of paper you have to send them,
right.
You know, and you can probably send them a check.
Here you go.
You know, so like 50 cents, I can pay off the national debt for the price of destroying the currency. And destroying the currency is the best thing we could possibly do, because then we would have to trade in something else, and it would probably be a century before anybody ever trusted fiat money again. So I call that a winning lesson for mankind.
I think you're right about that. Mark had an interesting idea of how you could do it as well. He suggested printing out, or not printing, but because the U.S. government can mint coins, they can't actually print dollars. That's why they have the Federal Reserve do it for them. It would be to mint a $1 trillion coin and just pay, you know, mint 25 of them or whatever you need.
But then you have to give up the materials. The check is much cheaper.
So I think,
I mean, how big would a $1 trillion coin be?
Doesn't have to be
very small.
Big.
It can be the size of your thumb.
It's
or
just
whatever.
The denominator.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So just print it on it.
Yeah, it's a $1 trillion. Here you go. $1 trillion coin.
Like the Liberty Dollar. Stamped at 50, regardless of what the ounce of the silver.
That's the thing. I was so irritated by the Liberty Dollar and their insistence at using the word dollar and it's stamping dollar signs on things. And it's like, this isn't dollars. This is better than dollars. This is a hunk of silver metal.
It was a manufacturer's suggested retail price of that ounce of silver.
And I'll tell you what, as things progress, I'm becoming more of a gold, silver, metal bug. Over time,
I'm back into it, man. Those goldbacks, man, those things are pretty.
Well, they rock. Pretty. And the other thing is, now that you can back a crypto with precious metal, There's no reason to prefer an unbacked crypto unless it's something like a security coin.
Well, you say now that you can, you always could, just no one was doing it until now.
Well, it was always theoretically possible, but now it's something that you can easily do and you can hook into a network of people who are already doing the same thing.
Well, I'm experimenting with something in that area this week, actually, nobody. It's funny you mentioned the Liberty Dollar. Bernard von Nothaus was the creator of that. His son, Extra von Nothaus, had launched a year or so ago. LD2.
Was this his first son, or did he have like three kids and call him 1, 2, 3 and extra because he was only planning on three?
I'm not sure about that. It's a good question.
I'm on the mailing list, so I got a little bit excited when they first announced that they were doing some sort of crypto back or metals back crypto.
Right, but this was like more than a year ago.
That's correct. Yeah.
And there haven't been many mailings since then.
Also correct. There. No, I haven't.
They did an advertising run, a very short one here on Free Talk Live. So we promoted their initial fundraiser and. Their website hasn't been updated in like a year.
Yeah, I don't think they're very active, and I don't think it was a winning plan that they had.
Well, what they did was they created an Ethereum token,
right?
And that's what backs this initial. Their idea was they were going to do an initial fundraiser and sell this limited edition.
Yep.
10,000 was going to be the maximum of this Ethereum token, and they've got like one of those little progress bars on their website.
But they tried to sell it with these overpriced. Metals that they were making that were supposed to be numismatic, but
they were twice the price of silver, basically. I think close to it.
So and they were trying to fund it that way. The way to start a stable coin in silver is just say, well, I'm going to issue zero of these initially, and from now on, if anybody who gives me a physical piece of silver. I will return to him one of these coins.
Sure. And that's one way they could do it. But in this case, like you were saying, this is sort of the Liberty Dollar model, is to sell a little bit of an inflated price piece of silver with a numismatic aspect to it on the idea that this was going to be a collectible. So their idea on this, nobody, was that they were going to issue this thing. It was going to be a collectible for the people that were going to come on board and help them fund the actual coin, which was going to be later, which would have no maximum. It would be based on what was... coming in or whatever. So they, from what I can tell, they didn't ever get to that step. They haven't updated the progress bar.
They tried to reintroduce the associate program as well. If you were ever
did
Liberty.
They?
It was part of one of the mailings.
Okay.
Like, here I don't remember the specifics because it's been a year.
Well, I went ahead this weekend actually because I've been sort of in silver mode. I've been kind of cleaning out some of my silver that I've acquired over all the years. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to the LD2 coin site, see if there's anything new. And then secondly, try to get some of the coins that are backing this crypto. Because Daryl did it when we first got the advertising. He went and got his right away.
Okay.
And I waited. So I've actually put the order in. The site allowed me to order. I sent my coins from my Ethereum wallet to them.
Nice.
So they've got my coins now. So they're supposed to send me the 10 coins.
Fingers crossed.
We'll see if they, if they're still alive out there. But I actually did get an email from Bernard von Nothaus because I sent him an email separately. So I know he's still around.
Yeah.
We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. there has been a big change at the top of Bolivia's government.
No contentos con eso, posteriormente amenazaron.
Leftist President Evo Morales is now resigning after weeks of sometimes violent protests over alleged fraud during the country's last election. BBC reporter Katie Watson says he made the move after the Organization of American States called for a new presidential election, citing irregularities.
They've called for fresh elections, but we've had the army now saying that he needs to go. This makes the next few days, few weeks, very uncertain in a country that is very poor, very divided, especially now with what's happening. And I think there are a lot of question marks as to what that means for the stability of Bolivia.
The unrest in Bolivia has left 3 people dead and more than 100 people injured. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, live Sunday show. You can dial in and join us on the radio. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We're talking about money here on Free Talk Live.
Woo!
Everybody loves money, right? Some people hate money. They just don't understand that it can be used for good things. They believe, you know, mythology, like, money's the root of all evil, which isn't true.
It's not
fiat
even the whole
money
thing.
Is the root of all evil.
Well, that's for sure. There's definitely evil behind fiat money. That's that much is true.
It's hard to explain fiat money to some people, too, because they don't even understand what the fiat part is.
What is it?
Force.
Yeah, well, by decree, right? It's like we're saying you have to use it, and some people use the term to just mean backed by nothing, right? Like, well, even Bitcoin is fiat because it's just the faith of people using Bitcoin. But no.
But there is no fiat. People use it because they actually want it.
Which is why I'm saying people misuse and misunderstand what fiat actually means.
We're in violent agreement.
Yeah.
Indeed. So we can continue the discussion, and if you want to join us, you can. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Speaking of Bitcoin, Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform over at local.bitcoin.com where you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. meaning the site itself doesn't require you to show ID. Some of the sellers may require you to show ID. I'm one of them. But the site doesn't know who you are, and they don't want to know who you are. There's not even anywhere you can tell them who you are, because it's not relevant to what they do. What they do is they connect you with buyers and sellers, depending on which one you are not. And then you can do that with, again, a bunch of different payment methods. It's a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Go to local.bitcoin.com and get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. What precipitated this whole conversation about, we ended up talking about gold and silver and stable coins and things like that, was the idea that in Venezuela, according to a recent study, there are now an estimated 54% of sales in Venezuela were in the U.S. dollar. And in Maracaibo, the country's second largest city, they estimate about 86% of all transactions took place in dollars. That city had been hit very badly by blackouts, which has rendered credit card readers useless for days on end. Remember the story last year about the credit card machines in Venezuela was that they couldn't handle the transactions anymore. Because there were so many zeros.
Yes.
Yeah.
They didn't have enough room on the pin pad, you know, on the display for, you know, couldn't put 12 zeros on there because they didn't expect when the credit card company came in to set the business up, they weren't expecting super hyperinflation at the time that that happened. And they didn't have hardware that's compatible with however many zeros.
Was this the before they dropped a bunch of zeros?
Whenever you write software, there's always, you have to specify a data type, and that gives you a certain number of bits.
Correct.
And if you overflow those bits, there's nothing you can do
about
that.
It's a failure.
That, yeah, you
know?
Fail.
But yeah, you'd ask the question, was that before they cut the five zeros off the currency? Yes, that was before. So
because they're going through hyperinflation again, right? It hasn't stopped.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's
going to run into the same problem unless they also upgraded the software.
Correct. So anyway, they're using dollars. More than 4 million Venezuelans, according to Bloomberg, have migrated in recent years to escape the economic crisis, and many of their families at home now survive on remittances they send back. This has caused a breach in living standards between those with access to hard currency and those without, said the director of Eco Analytica. He said further, quote, Venezuela lives in an economy dominated by dollar transactions. This excludes those who only have access to bolivars, whose ability to buy things is severely restricted. Now, remember, the reason why you can't easily get access to dollars is because the state forbids you to pull them out of the bank. So you can go into a state bank with a dollar, and you can exchange the U.S. dollar for whatever the official state exchange rate is for the dollar and get the amount of bolivar that is, you know, the state says that that dollar is worth. And as you pointed out earlier, nobody, that's much lower than what you would get on the black market for your dollar. So nobody sane is going to go into a bank to do that in the first place.
Which is exactly why they won't let you do it. It's not... they would have to give you the official price, and nobody, including the government,
is willing to
pay that price.
That's correct, because they're not going to do it, and so you can't do it. So if you have bolivar, you have to trade them on the black market for dollars, or, like they're saying, have somebody send dollars to you from outside of Venezuela.
And, you know, the other interesting thing is, imagine they went the other way. Imagine they actually had the dollars to exchange bolivar at the rate that they advertise as
the
official
exchange.
Well, actually, what would happen is if it became known and trusted that they would actually stick to the official exchange rate, and the official exchange rate wouldn't work, the official exchange rate would eventually meet the unofficial exchange rate. The difference between the two is a measure of how much the people know that the government is lying when they publish that number.
Confidence in government.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's go to the phones here. Ranger is on the line, listening online in Minnesota. Go ahead, Ranger.
Hey, I got a question. What happens when crypto and we have an EMP? Just curious.
What happens with crypto and an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse?
How wide is this EMP?
It will cover the world. For instance, I'm
let's see.
Conspiracy theorist.
So yes, this is a disaster scenario here that some people believe is going to happen someday. What do you think, Nobody? What's going to happen?
Well, it certainly could happen, and that's why I say never put all of your wealth into crypto, because right. There are things that happen where you lose all your crypto and you don't lose your gun, or you don't lose your gold. There are things right. That happen where you lose all your gold, but you don't lose all your crypto. So don't put all your eggs in either basket.
Yeah, that's a good advice.
Can I ask another question, please?
Yeah,
sure. Unless you want to let Richie give his response here first.
Okay, so I hear the scenario, and it's usually coming from someone who's like cash poor as well. Not saying that you're broke, caller. Just that most people.
You're making an assumption.
No, I'm not making an assumption at all.
He's not commenting on you. He's commenting on a group of cash people, poor people who has heard make this statement. So,
but isn't that an assumption?
No,
he's saying he's not saying that's true about you. He's saying that's
this is his
happening.
Knowledge about a completely different group of people.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it's usually coming from people. It's usually let me get the thought out and then feel free to comment. It's usually coming from people who are cash poor, right? And by cash poor, I just mean they don't have a lot of fiat dollars in their pocket,
mm-hmm.
right? They got their debit card, they got their credit card, they got their bank account set up. Most transactions that they handle are done electronically anyway.
Mm.
So they're worried about an EMP knocking out the crypto market, but any sort of electronic EMP that covers the entire world is going to take out all the banks as well. So most people with money's in the bank, they're going to lose it all anyway, and there's going to be a small percentage of people that have physical cash in their pockets that are going to have whatever you want to consider to be wealth.
No, because at that point, the government is also gone. And so, they can't operate. Their army's shut down. So at that point, it's toilet paper. So unless you have metals, you're toast. You know, that's wealth. And when I say metals, I mean silver, gold, steel guns, lead bullets, brass casings. It's all about the metal at that point.
There you go. Ranger, go ahead.
Can I go now?
Yes, please.
Okay, so my point is, basically currency is whatever the people put faith in. It could be food, it could be work, it could be labor, it could be corn.
Food's not a good currency because it spoils, for the most part. No. I mean, unless it's...
Well, I'm just
you
saying.
You could do a ham sandwich-backed token, though.
But not easily, because it's
ammunition,
it's bad.
All these things.
Ammo's good, yep. Toilet paper, ammunition, sure.
Exactly. So why put faith in something that I'm going to get to the point here right now. Why do you put faith in a currency that people put faith in when you don't have faith in people?
You talking about cryptocurrency?
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We'll continue. It's a good question. I do have faith in people personally. I mean, I believe that I'm an optimist. I mean, if I wasn't, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. So stand by, Ranger. We can get the full panel's opinion on this here in moments. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I also believe that we do have a bright future and that we're, going to have the internet on into the future. Although, an EMP would definitely change a lot of that very quickly.
But it would change everything.
It would change everything. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you want to join us, you can do that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Richie Rich.
Make sure you check out more of Richie on his show, Anarchist Experience.
Yep, anarchistexperience.com.
And that is where you can go get a weekly podcast download.
Yep. We had Ken Schoolin back on.
Again.
I don't know. I love having him on. Mm-hmm. It's just, I jump on my headphones, and sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not.
Cool.
But I love having him on. This week, intellectual property was the topic at hand.
Is Ken anti-intellectual property?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a creator, right? Like sometimes, sometimes the creators of, you know, media can't quite grasp that one because it's the one thing that, you know, kind of hits them personally.
Right.
And so I'm glad to hear that he's.
So
there's a cartoonist who takes the opposite view, and she does a great TED Talk about how copyrights stifle creativity,
mm-hmm.
And it's called Copyright is Brain Damage, and I recommend that anybody out there take some time and listen to that.
Yep, but anyway, so he has the copyright on his book,
mm-hmm.
But does so only as a defensive maneuver in case someone else tries to, you know, in case someone else would have copied it.
To try to claim that,
and try to claim that it was theirs.
Yeah.
But anybody that wants to, you know, copy and redistribute his book,
feel
cool free. Translate it into like 50 languages at this point or something close to that. So, yeah.
Anarchistexperience.com. Go check out more of Richie there. And also, make sure you check out the Edge Wallet. It's available for iOS and Android devices. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Monero, Ripple, Bitcoin SV, Stellar, and Ravencoin, and others. Go to edge.app to learn more about Edge Wallet and secure your freedom with Edge on both iOS and Android. It's the wallet that I use more than any other, and it's a great one. We go to back to Ranger. He's on the line in Minnesota. You'd ask the question, what about the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse, the theoretical use of this thing that could potentially black out an entire planet or entire continents?
And there are natural events that could cause an EMP as well.
Yeah,
I think the current expression
certain kinds of the sun could conceivably bust out a bunch of surprising particles and cause something like that, or just a passing ion storm,
solar
if
flares.
You want to go all Star Trek.
And then you ask the question, Ranger, you know, why would we support something like cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin? And you said, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, I did write down a couple of them, but you said, you know, if you don't have faith in people, and I do believe in people, and I am an optimist, even though it's hard to look around and see and be optimistic sometimes. I think that generally things are getting better over time, that, you know, our lives are improving over time. We, you know, if I didn't think there was a chance that freedom could ever be a thing, I'd probably just give up and do absolutely nothing to try to advance those these ideas. So I do believe in people, and I think that cryptocurrency empowers the individual as long as the lights are on and as long as the internet does exist, and I expect that it will continue, that it empowers the individual to control their finances for the first time in, well, basically our recent history, without having to rely on banks and governments. So from that perspective, to me, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is one of the keys to freedom.
Am I allowed to respond now?
Of course.
I'm just asking questions because I don't want to interrupt you.
Fire away.
Well, you're right here. Go ahead.
All right. So, no one, is that your name? I believe in gold and silver. Good job for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think we all do. I mean, you've got some Liberty dollars, you were saying, and I've got some, too. And I got the new gold backs as well, which I'm super excited about. So like you were saying, nobody, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. I mean, gold absolutely cannot drop to zero.
No. Once again, you're interrupting me when I...
Okay, go ahead, bro.
I was complimenting you on the aspect of
gold
and silver because it's metal. It's the actual currency. Which you both said is the actual currency. So, why is not food, ammo, ammunition, guns, steel, silver, why are you backing crypto? I don't understand that. And how much do they pay you for advertisement?
Because it's more tradable. It's more easily traded amongst community members and businesses.
You mean crypto is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the average person doesn't need...
I'm not going to go to the store and trade, like, ammo for a ham sandwich.
And you may not need a pallet of ammo. You may have all the ammo that you feel that you need right now. So cryptocurrency is much more liquid. You can use it for more things. You can use it quickly. You can transmit it instantaneously for almost anything.
And you can buy things on the dark web with it, which,
you know... So how much are they paying you to advertise it?
Who's they?
Maybe Bitcoin.
There isn't really a they, but I won't say I don't have any financial exposure to crypto because most what little wealth I have is in crypto.
So
if crypto goes up, it does benefit me. And so just in the interest of full disclosure, if anybody didn't know that, but then again, my net worth is a few hundred dollars, so I'm not...
Okay,
I think this is a question for you.
I can't afford to buy
divulge how much your advertising is paying.
Nobody is... is hiding any? I'm sorry, not nobody. No one is hiding. Ranger,
right,
you asked a question. Do you want an answer to it?
Well, you interrupt me. Why can't I interrupt
No,
you?
You asked a question, and we're going to answer the question, okay? You wanted to know how much we got paid, and I asked you what you mean, by whom. And if you listen to our
I asked the question. No, I asked you what Bitcoin paid you for the advertisement slide that you had.
And Bitcoin. I'm trying to answer you. Bitcoin does not exist as a company. There is no such thing as Bitcoin, a company that is a sponsor. There's a website called Bitcoin.com that's owned by an individual. His name is Roger Ver, and he runs this website for the purposes of spreading the word about what his favorite crypto is, which is Bitcoin Cash. We do not advocate one particular crypto over another, so even though Roger is paying us to promote his website, that doesn't mean that we're...
He's an advertiser.
Yeah, that's what happens. On the radio, we have advertisers, and they buy ads.
Yeah,
there's another company called...
Several of the things that we say on the air are advertised.
Okay, so he keeps complaining about interrupting, but yet he keeps interrupting.
He wants you to divulge how much Roger Ver is paying you to advertise Bitcoin.com. That's the gist of the question.
I see. I'm not going to divulge that because it's not anybody's business. But Roger is a long-term advertiser here on Free Talk Live. We don't hide our advertisers. We advertise them. We also have another company called... another cryptocurrency called Divi, which has been advertising on our podcast and on, I believe, our radio ads as well. And they pay in Divi. I can't say that I am a huge fan of Divi or anything like that, but, you know, we're willing to take newer cryptos and help them promote themselves. Do I think Divi's going to be the next greatest thing in the world? I don't know. They've got a new wallet that's supposed to be coming out later this year or later on whenever it comes out, and maybe it will be a real big deal, but until then it's pretty speculative. And in the world of cryptocurrency, there's a lot of speculation that goes on out there. So what's
your gotcha statement, caller? Like,
you
cares?
Think he's leading up to something here? I'll bring him back in here. Go ahead, Ranger. Hello?
Well, am I allowed to speak now?
I'm getting pretty tired of that question. Yeah. Obviously you're allowed to speak. You're still on the air with us.
What's the gotcha statement?
Yeah, of course I can cut you off whenever I want. Did you want to speak or do you want to keep complaining?
Don't condescend me and answer my question then.
Goodbye. Let's continue here.
Let's answer that idiot's question.
Well,
yeah, I told him I wasn't going
to answer it. Yeah, it was a refusal to answer.
It's not
his business.
How much money or how many Bitcoin Cash or whatever Bitcoin.com is sending to Free Talk Live.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to know what the gotcha thing was, because why is that relevant? Like, who cares?
Yeah. It's not relevant.
All right, moving on.
We go on here. Joe is in Virginia Beach. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNIS.
Yeah, I was a little astounded at your definition of fiat currency for guys that are talking about money to misdefine it.
Okay, please define it better for us.
It's something that does not have intrinsic value. It's not something that's ordered to be used, which is the definition you use. Bitcoin, by definition, is absolutely a fiat currency.
See, and fiat means by decree, which is why we only use it when referring to government currencies.
As in, like, the king decreed this.
Right. There's no decree when it comes to Bitcoin.
There may well be more than one valid definition of the word.
Yeah, I mean, you can go and look at the dictionary. I just pulled it up here. Dictionary.com, definition number one of fiat is an authoritative decree, sanction, or an order.
Now, what does it say on Investopedia if you say fiat money? How does it define it?
Hey, fellas. You have to understand a little bit about grammar. Fiat.
I understand a lot about grammar, bro.
Is different than fiat as an adjective. So if you just gave me the definition of fiat as a noun, fiat as an adjective defining the currency is something of intrinsic value.
Yes, and there is intrinsic value with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin because it's backed by a massive network of thousands of computers with a tremendous amount of computing power. I wish we had more time to talk to you about it, but we don't. Feel free to call back another time. It's always best to call earlier in the show. That way we can have more of a chance to talk to you, and it doesn't sound like we're blowing you off. Thank you for the call, Joe. Definitely appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. Comparison. So many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.